could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Steven Gerrard says he was satisfied with Rangers' 2-0 win over Scoopy in the Europa League. Lewis Morgan says he's looking to continue his good start to the season after making his Champions League debut, and it's the League Cup beginning tonight as Kilmarnock host newly promoted St Mirren. I'm Ronnie Charter, delighted to be joined on this Friday evening by Mr Hugh Keevans.
And we are off and running because competitive football is with us. Celtic have played in Europe, Rangers have played in Europe. The Rangers' result is being assessed in all manner of ways, good and bad. All I would say is, last season, Brendan Rodgers, or I beg your pardon, two seasons ago, Brendan Rodgers, first game, Europe, Lincoln Red Imps, lost 1-0. He then went on and won the treble without losing a single match. So to jump to conclusions and make assessments about an entire season based on 90 minutes is a dubious form of exercise.
We will cross live to Rugby Park very soon indeed. But all that to come. But more importantly, the chance for you to win £5,000 in time for the new season. Every night we'll give you the chance to come on air and answer as many sporting questions as you can inside 30 seconds. If you can get a score of 6, well, that'd be good enough to get you on the leaderboard for finals week with a chance to win £5,000. David McGill, Terry McCutcheon and Stuart Buchanan sit top of the tree with a score of 7. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com or our pinned tweet at ClydeSSB and you'll find all the information you need to register. Hugh, the clock is ticking and we're only a week to go until finals week.
Yeah, who's brave enough? Come ahead. Because it's getting to that time. I really look forward to tonight's show and see who's out there.
It is indeed.
But don't let me forget the mighty Hibs last night winning 6-1.
Yes, so. And we will be hearing from Neil Lennon on this show very soon indeed as well on their 6-1 win against Rudovic. But as Hugh was alluding to, the Scottish football season kicks off tonight. The League Cup, Rugby Park, the destination, Kilmarnock hosting St Mirren. Let's cross live to our sports reporter, Andrew McLean.
Yes, good evening, guys. As you said, the League Cup starts here as Kilmarnock hosts St Mirren at Rugby Park. I know that Donald Trump's making his way to Ayrshire to stay at Turnberry. I wonder if he'll stop in here to see this all-Premiership tie. Possibly not. Who knows? But yes, the group stage format is about to kick off. And it's had mixed reviews, really, since it was introduced. Kilmarnock boss Steve Clarke, he had his say last week. He's not a fan of it at all. He called it strange and disruptive. And he even asked of the people that came up with the concept if they even knew much about football. So clearly, this is not something he's a fan of. He didn't think it would give him enough time to get his squad up to speed with just 3 weeks training under their belts. And it'll be interesting to see how they get on this season after such an impressive turnaround under him last year. They'll also be without Yusuf Malumbu, of course, who was so key for them last year. But he's now left the club. And St Mirren, of course, they'll be without their Championship Player of the Year, Lewis Morgan, following his move to Celtic. But Alan Stubbs has moved quickly in the transfer market. 9 summer signings so far as he looks to start off his reign as St Mirren manager with a bang. Everyone at the club was very ambitious last season. I'm sure you remember about what they were wanting to do this season in the Premiership. That was before Jack Ross's departure, but I'm sure that attitude will continue with our new man in charge. Team News will be with us in around 40 minutes' time.
Steve Clark's right. Overcomplicated a competition. They really have. And to have people playing on the 13th of July in a competition that one of the three big tournaments that we have, nah, it's not right.
I tell you what, as a competition, though, Hugh, from the last 5 hours, you and I have been in that office watching one of the greatest tennis matches you'll ever see. John Isner, Kevin Anderson, the longest semi-final in Wimbledon history. Hugh, 10-all in the final set. It's been great, isn't it?
And they're just a minute or two short of 5 hours. It's, you have to be standing in admiration of their fitness, their determination, their strong mental state to go through all this. It's a sensational match. And they'll get the day off tomorrow, then come back on Sunday. One of them will have to play in the final.
Yes, let's move on though and look towards Rangers. It was a successful start for Steven Gerrard as Rangers boss as they ran out 2-0 winners against FK Scoopy at Ibrox in the first round of the Europa League last night. Jamie Murphy opened the scoring in the first half before a 90th minute penalty by James Tavernier doubled the advantage. Despite the 2-0 win though, Gerrard says he wouldn't describe the performance as anything more than satisfactory.
I think we're satisfied with the result. satisfied with part of the performance, but I don't think it's any better than satisfactory. I think there's still a lot of work to do. We're still in a game, so we'll have to make sure that we perform when we go out there. In terms of, you know, your first competitive game, keep a clean sheet, win the game. I thought we should have won it more comfortable if we were a bit sharper in front of goal. So, you know, we take 2-0, but, you know, I'm slightly disappointed we didn't win it more comfortable. But I think mentality and attitude's going to be key. You know, the players need to realise that, you know, this tie's not over. We're going to have to go there and perform very well. I'm sure they still fancy the chances. And we've sort of put ourselves in this position, you know, for there to be work to be done. So there was chances out there tonight to put this tie to bed, you know, 3, 4, 5. We maybe should have had one penalty, I thought. But, you know, it's the first game. We're still feeling our way in. I felt that there was a bit of anxiety and a bit of tension in our first half performance. I thought as soon as we started relaxing and making passes, I thought we looked like a team. So, yeah, you know, judging it, I'd probably say satisfactory. It's the first time some of them have played in front of a full house here with that atmosphere. It was absolutely jumping. And players are going to take time to settle in and feel themselves and feel at home. I thought the fans were terrific, stayed with the team throughout. There was a little bit of tension just before the second goal came, which is fair enough because you see chance after chance after chance, and they're probably going back to last year in their thoughts, and you can't blame them for that. But having seen what I've seen tonight, I'm very, very confident we can go there, get the right result and score goals over there. Well, we should be used to the heat because all we've trained in for the last 3 weeks is 30 degrees, so we certainly won't be using any heat as an excuse. If it's hot, you'd have to dig in and you'd have to do it. You'd have to play through it. Same for both teams. We won't use it as an excuse.
His honesty always comes through in interviews. Steven Gerrard, no better than satisfactory. He's not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. Rangers should have won by a more convincing margin. They'll be very grateful for that penalty at the death last night, because to go to Macedonia with just one goal would have been inviting trouble. Probably done enough to get through, but the next round is crucial. Europe is vital for Rangers. They're already on record as saying that they will not make money until they are playing in the Champions League. So failure to qualify for the group stage of the Europa League would not be a good thing for Rangers. So they're going game by game. But as I say, you can't read everything into 90 minutes.
01419511025 if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. Well, Gerrard was also speaking last night and took a swipe at his Rangers predecessors Pedro Caixinha and Graham Murty after accusing them of risking Ross McCrory's development by playing him out of position last season. The Ibrox boss says they could have a proper talent on their hands with the youngster, but only if he's coached properly.
I just spoke to Ross about where I see him and where I think he's going to be most effective. He was awesome against Bury from start to finish. Tonight, he was awesome in the second half. First half, he got a bit excited and left the slot to go and press, but maybe it was because people in front of him weren't doing the right pressing. Second half, really pleased with him. He just needed to protect the back two and keep the game ticking, keep switching the play. I thought he'd done it really, really well second half. He's still a young kid. He's still got a lot of learning and growing to do, and he's one who will help an awful lot to improve and get better, but I'm delighted with him so far.
Is that where you think you're going to damage them, playing him out of position at such a young age?
Well, he's a baby. Yeah, he's a baby, and I think when you're coaching babies, you'd have to protect them. You'd have to protect them from ruining them, and I think if you toss them into huge, all-firm derbies out of position, I think there's a risk you can damage people and scar them. Thankfully, he's a very tough kid and he bounces back and he's desperate to play for this club. He loves the club. I believe the club have got a gem if he's coached and gets the right guidance.
Well, hard talking from Steven Gerrard, considering Graham Murty's still on the staff. So it's his baby now, and he reserves the right to play players where he thinks they will be most productive. So what Ross McCrory should be most pleased about is that Steven Gerrard clearly believes that he's a first pick.
As well as that, you're just looking at the result in itself. 2-0, clean sheet. Before the game, Gerrard would maybe have taken it, but with the amount of chances they created, Morelos missing so many last night,
he
maybe comes away from that game feeling a little disappointed in a sense that wasn't more.
Well, Morelos is playing a dangerous game with himself because he's a much talked about player. That there was the story last season of a bid from a Chinese club in the realms of £8 or 9 million, which Rangers somehow managed to turn down. He really has to start delivering, Morelos, or quite simply, Steven Gerrard will go elsewhere.
All right, for the first time this evening, and let's welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And David Barnes from Livingston is our first contestant of the evening. He's also a Rangers fan. So, David, your thoughts on last night's game?
Hi, guys. It wasn't the best game to watch, but I'm confident we'll go through the next round.
Happy with some of the new faces' performances?
Yeah, they played okay, but I'm sure they'll get better and better.
All right, David, and you're playing along in the £5,000 then, £5,000 up for stakes. Have you been playing along at home first and foremost? A six needed? Have you been getting many sixes?
Yeah, I've been getting fives and sixes most nights. So.
Right, Hugh, he's in with the benchmark then. That's not too bad. Yeah. He's bigging himself.
Confidence.
Yes, indeed.
Good luck.
So, David, let's go through the rules very quickly before we start. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or have a guess, and we'll see if you can get a six to get yourself on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that, David?
That's great, cheers.
Good man. Then just let me get ready and let's go. Yannick Vestergaard today signed for which Premier League club?
Southampton.
Who scored a hat-trick in Hibs 6-1 Europa League win last night?
Berry.
Sarah Clark, Ewan Burton and Steph Ingles are big names in which individual sport?
Golf.
Sligo Rovers play in which country?
Ireland.
In 2010, who did Millwall draw 6-all with?
Hibs.
Which stage of the 2016 Euros did Iceland reach?
First round.
Which Premier League stadium would you find the Matthew Harding stand?
Pass.
The football world... I'm not going to give that one, sorry. Okay, Hugh, your thoughts on David's performance?
Good effort.
Good effort, okay. How would you have done there? Would you have fared okay?
I was answering along with him.
Yeah.
So I think I know how many you scored, David, but we'll let Ronnie get on with it.
Yes, let's go through them. Great start from David. Not going to lie, this one I thought was a wee bit tricky, but if you followed your news today, Yannick Vestergaard today signed for which Premier League club? Right on the nose, from Borussia Mönchengladbach, it was Southampton. Well done to David. The second question, and we will go on to speak about this later, Hugh, who scored a hat-trick in Hibs 6-1 Europa League win? He said Florian Kamberi, would he be correct?
Yes, he would.
He would indeed, well done. So it's 2-for-2. David, a tough one to follow though. Sarah Clark, Ewan Burton and Steph Ingles are big names in which individual sport, Hugh?
No.
Judo.
No.
A tough one, a real tough one, David. Good guess with golf, but unfortunately it was judo. Sligo Rovers play in which country? Wee bit of a gimme, I think, this one, Hugh.
Well, it's the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, yep, we'll give him that, Ireland. In 2010, who did Millwall draw 6-all with? Do you remember this game well?
I was there.
Yes.
My computer packed up halfway through. It was Motherwell and Hibs, yes.
It was Motherwell and Hibs who drew 6-all in 2010. So well done, that was correct. What stage of the 2016 Euros did Iceland reach? Do you remember, Hugh? If I tell you a guess and say they knocked out England in the last 16.
Did they get to the semis?
They got to the quarterfinals.
Right.
Just beaten in the next round. So the quarterfinals, and David, is what we were looking for there. And then another tough one to finish off. Which Premier League stadium would you find the Matthew Harding stand?
You'd find it at Stamford Bridge.
And that is why Hugh Keevans has been on journalism for about 80 years.
143 years.
Yes. So, David, let's go through them. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4. It was a 4, David, unfortunately. So not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but we thank you for playing nonetheless, David, from Livingston. Some tough questions in there, Hugh. And I said it before and we'll say it again. Age could be a factor in this. If you remember your history and you know it well, then...
Yeah, yeah. But the judo one right in the middle there, you think, who? With the greatest respect to
them. Of course.
It's not a sport that throws up household names.
Yes, but if you want to get involved, if you think you can do better than David, Clyde1.com is where you should go, and you could be on the show very soon indeed. Only 1 week left to go before finals week, 5 shows left after this. If you want to get involved, Clyde1.com is where you have to be. Hugh, going back to last night, one player who did impress when he came on off the bench was Glenn Middleton. Mm. The youngster says he's relishing the opportunity to play at a club like Rangers and under Steven Gerrard, and says he's confident he's got what it takes to make it as a mainstay in the Ibrox squad.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it so far. I've only played 15 minutes of first team football so far, so it's not much. So I just need to keep building from there and showing what I can do in training every day. And if I get the opportunity in games, just take it from there as well and show what I'm capable of. I don't really fear much that if we're losing or even if I've not been playing my best, I'll still go at my man every single time because I'm confident myself that I'll always make that one chance for the team to hopefully get a goal. It's just taking it day by day, I think, is a message for everyone. And me personally, just like I say, do what I can every day to show what I'm capable of.
Do you have a real confidence that you can break into this game?
Yeah, I think you'd be lying. Anyone would be lying if they said they wouldn't. It's the same for all the young boys. We're all training every day, showing what we can do and hopefully trying to get our names in the team sheet as soon as possible. You just try and take every game the same. You show what you can do. No game's different. Yeah, there might be a few more fans there, but at the end of the day, you've still got to do the dirty work for the team and you've still got to try and press as well.
Did it come as a bit of a surprise to you to break into the team with the new manager so soon?
Yeah, it did. I think not many people were sure what to expect when the new manager comes in at any club, no matter who it is. But like I said before, it's just a case of trying to take your opportunity when it gets given to you.
What's your confidence boost? Is it for you bringing somebody like Steven Gerrard, obviously, clearly?
Yeah, definitely. It'd be a big boost for anyone. It means a lot to be given like the faith and like the chances that he has given me so far. So hopefully I keep showing what I'm capable of doing and yeah, get some more.
Well, Stephen Gerrard described Ross McCrory as a baby. Glenn Middleton would come from the same kindergarten. And he at least has the confidence to know that the manager has nothing against putting babies in the team. Ross McCrory will be a first pick. And if Glenn Middleton thinks that he can come into that category, then good for him. But Stephen Gerrard will not put these players on the back burner just because they're young. Babies are okay.
Yeah, that's just what Neil was saying on Twitter there. Glenn Middleton, fantastic performance last night. Hopefully one for this season and the future, a bright star. And I suppose Stephen Gerrard may opt to include him now and again. And that's what Stephen Gerrard said as well with Ross McCrory, as you said there.
Yeah.
If they're good enough, they'll play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the history of our game shows that for example, I'm not comparing anyone to Kylian Mbappe. Believe me, I underline this, I'll say it again, I'm not comparing anyone to Kylian Mbappe, but he will play for France and could be a World Cup winner at the age of 19 come Sunday evening. So managers will not think they've got Kylian Mbappe on their hands, but they will not be afraid to put players in the team just because they're still teenagers.
0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. We'll be back after the break. We'll be hearing from Lewis Morgan after he made his Celtic Champions League debut in Armenia, as well as that after a 6-1 win in the Europa League last night. We'll hear from Neil Lennon. That's after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Hugh Keevans with me, Ronnie Charters, for the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan. And Hugh, we are engrossed. I know it's the football forum, we're engrossed in this tennis match that is still ongoing, 13-12 in the final set. That is athletes at the highest quality.
Yeah, I must say they do look on the verge of exhaustion now, but why wouldn't they after 5 hours and a bit?
Well, let's look towards Celtic after their 3-0 win in Armenia. Their winger, Lewis Morgan, says he's targeting a regular spot in Brendan Rodgers' plans after making his Champions League debut in the win over Alaskert. Morgan says it's a dream to play with a front pairing like Dembele and Edouard, and hopes the hectic European schedule will give him time to shine in the hoops.
I've said before, it's been a long time coming for me. Obviously, with the move in January and I had to wait my time, but getting in, I'm settled now, and it was good to get my first competitive appearance midweek there, and obviously I've featured in a few of the friendlies as well, so it's great to get going. That's what it matters the most. It's all good me saying and speaking about it, but I said before I've been really anxious to get going, and obviously now that's the case and I'm enjoying it, and I'm really settled now. I think I've blended in quite well. As I said before, in Austria, that it's important to me to learn what other guys, what their play style is like and how they play to their strengths, and that's an understanding that you're only going to learn out in the training pitch. But I feel now that, as I say, I've blended in quite well, and I feel comfortable now. We knew it was going to be a tough game, obviously, with the conditions and stuff. It was really humid and warm, but the result speaks for itself. It was a great result. It's never going to be an easy place to go. It was a long trip, and to get the 3 away goals is massive. It's something that is part and parcel of this football club, the amount of games I've played. I think maybe over 60 games a year, so These players are obviously used to it, and they've told me that the schedule is quite demanding, and even more so this year with the extra round in Champions League. But these are the games that everyone wants to play in, and games are what football is all about. So they'll be coming thick and fast, but everyone enjoys it, and I'm looking forward to it as well. There's a big squad here, and the manager will utilise that to their strengths. And each player is going to be needed, whereas that's coming off the bench or starting or whatever. I just need to focus on making sure that I'm putting in the work, and I'm making an impact when I'm in the pitch, and that's all I can do. But with regards to trying to force yourself into the team, but as I say, obviously with the amount of fixtures that's played, it's inevitable that there's going to be squad rotation, and hopefully that sees me getting minutes under my belt.
Sounds very confident, and what I said about Ross McCrory and Glenn Middleton of course applies to Lewis Morgan. He's a baby as well, but he feels that he's settled in at Celtic. I think he's a very clever player. His performances at St Mirren were always top class. And Brendan Rodgers will need a big squad to draw on because, as Lewis Morgan said, they could be up in the realms of the high 50s in terms of matches needing to be played. So, yeah, I think he is quite right to be looking to make his mark at Celtic. And I said before, I didn't fancy the idea of Celtic taking him from St Mirren and then loaning him out to Sunderland under Jack Ross. We're thinking about Lewis Morgan going there. Celtic want him because he can play. So let him play for Celtic.
You've been surprised by his mindset so early on, you know, coming into a club like Celtic from St Mirren, going straight into the Champions League, you know, yeah. Speaking so confidently, saying, look, I'm here for nothing else but a spot in that starting 11. Other players may take a lot more time to develop. Yeah. He's went straight in there and made an impression on Brendan Rodgers.
Some players find the jersey becoming progressively too heavy for them, and they don't make it. But Lewis Morgan feels comfortable in the jersey, feels comfortable with his own level of ability, and feels he can make it at Celtic. So, you know, he's got a good chance, and I'm quite sure that Brendan Rodgers will use him. But Celtic's result and performance in Armenia, top class, to go there, to overcome the lengthy travel, the humidity, and to win so convincingly, that's a stylish performance.
Might we see then, because of that performance and result, a more rotated squad at Celtic Park, you know, one or two fringe players maybe coming back in, allowing that freedom of Brendan Rodgers to use his squad more?
Well, you know, I think Brendan will be mindful of the fact that the Celtic have to ensure that they are there in the next round. You know, I know 3-0 in Armenia makes it look like a formality, but I don't think he'll be reckless, Brendan Rodgers, and play what might be described as a shadow side or whatever. He'll make sure that Celtic are in that next round.
All right, well, for the second time this evening then, why don't we welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
That second contestant of the evening is a Celtic fan, Anthony Quinn from Kilsyth. Good evening, Anthony. How are you?
Good evening, guys. Fine.
Very well indeed. Your thoughts on the Celtic Lewis Morgan situation? You're coming in playing so well in the Champions League and the friendlies. Is a man that's impressed you so far?
I'm quite happy, especially because he can use both feet. It's very rare that you can see a young guy coming in. It's strange that somebody can use their both feet nowadays. Yeah.
And your thoughts on the Alice Kert game, 3-0? You would have taken that before the game kicked off, surely, Anthony?
Oh, without a doubt, especially the heat.
Okay, well, the £5,000 fan, have you been playing along at home, Anthony? How have you been getting on?
Well, I got five earlier on, maybe.
Oh, right.
I think that's the best I've ever done.
Oh, right, okay. let's see then if you can do better. It's a 6 that's required. We'll give you 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or just have a guess. We'll try not hold up that clock, and we'll see if you can get on the £5,000 fan leaderboard with a score of 6. Are you okay with that, Anthony?
Yep, ready to go.
Good man, then let's go. Players of which League of Ireland club are set to go on strike over unpaid wages?
Pass.
Ted Lowe was famed for commentating on which sport?
That.
Thames Ironworks were the original name of which London-based club?
West Ham.
Which city will host the World Cup final?
Moscow.
Eric Liddell inspired which movie?
Pass.
Which type of animal appears on Roma's badge?
Bill.
Which 1997 Walter Smith signing scored 23 goals in his first 10 games?
Marco Negri.
Marco Negri. Well, I'll allow that one in, Hugh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to.
Got it. Okay, Anthony, how do you think you did there, mate? Tough.
Three.
Yo, Hugh, how would you have done there? Were they tougher questions in the first lot, you think?
The ones that Anthony didn't get right, you ask me and see if I can get them.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that confident, are we? Right, yeah. Okay, let's go through them then, Anthony, shall we? Players of which League of Ireland club are set to go on strike over unpaid wages? Hugh.
No, I don't know that one.
Well, Gary picking shoes in this game, Hugh. Bray Wanderers are set to go on strike. So if you've got a season ticket for Bray Wanderers next season, you may be waiting a while for their first game. Ted Lowe was famed for commentating on which sport? You said darts. Hugh, is he correct?
I think it's snooker.
It is snooker. John Lowe is the darts player. Yeah. Ted Lowe is the snooker commentator. I can see why that would be a mix-up. Unfortunately, Anthony, not correct from yourself. Thames Ironworks were the original name of which London-based club? Shug?
It's West Ham.
It is West Ham.
The Irons.
Well done, Anthony. You got that one correct. The Hammers. Which city will the World Cup final take place, you?
Moscow.
It is indeed Moscow. There's Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. Eric Liddell inspired which movie?
Ah, I'm surprised you didn't get that one, Anthony. Chariots of Fire.
Chariots of Fire was the movie inspired by Eric Liddell, unfortunately. Anthony, which type of animal appears on Roma's badge? Hugh.
Is it a fox?
It's a wolf.
Oh.
That appears on Roma's badge, unfortunately. And the final one, which Anthony snuck in at the back post, which 1997 Walter Smith signing scored 23 goals in his first 10 games? Shugstep.
It is Negri.
It is Marco Negri. So a good finish for you, Anthony. Let's go through them. It was a 1-2. It was only a 3 though, Anthony. Not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but thanks nonetheless for playing. Anthony Quinn from Kilsyth with a score of 3 to get him, unfortunately, I was going to say to get him on the leaderboard, not on the leaderboard. It's a score of 6 that's required to get on the leaderboard. If you think you can do it, you have 1 week to go. £5,000, Shug, is at stake. 30 seconds. Clyde1.com is where you should be heading to register for next week's show. But, Hugh, it wasn't just Rangers in Europa League action last night, was it? A very comfortable evening for Hibs in the capital. Neil Lennon says his players showed true professionalism as they smashed Ferroside Rudovic 6-1 in the first round of the Europa League. A Florán Kamberi hat-trick guided the Hibs to a comprehensive win, and Lennon was delighted with the performance and also gave an update on why John McGinn wasn't in the Hibs squad for the game.
Yeah, I think it's very professional. It's a great advantage to take to the second leg, so I couldn't have asked any more from the players, really. You know, there's a lot of attacking intent out there. All right, the opposition may not be up to the quality that we're used to, but it's still a job that has to be done, and we've done it very, very well. So it gives us another week to prepare, get another game under our belt, and then look forward, hopefully, to the next round. Yeah, he's got off to a great start, and his second goal pleased me, where he's made the near post run, and his third goal was a good finish, so he can be well pleased with his night's work. And obviously, as a striker, to score a hat trick at any level, it gets him off to a good start in a competitive game. So yeah, he's been a bit rusty, which they all have been, but that'll do him the world of good.
You were quite satisfied they didn't take their foot off the pedal then?
No, I didn't expect them to. I mean, I felt after Sunday that game against Blackburn would stand them in really good stead, because it was physical and in really difficult conditions in the heat. And obviously, they've been a lot cooler tonight. The game in their legs, you know, they looked a lot fresher, and there was spring in their step. So I'm very, very pleased. Obviously, we've got to go and see the tie through, but we're pretty confident we can do that now. His thigh was heavily strapped yesterday. I know there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theories going about, which is fine. I get that. I'm in control of this. And I had a chat with John. It puffed up a little bit last night, and obviously he slept on it. He wasn't 100%. Obviously, he's not 100% mentally either. And if John is to go, I need to look at what else I've got. However, if he's fit to play next week, which he should be by, you know, Sunday, Monday, then, you know, he'll start next week.
I feel sorry for John again, stuck in the middle of all this. Obviously, to my way of thinking, he wants to go to Celtic. His granddad Jack, former Celtic chairman, the family, Celtic minded as they say, and he would like to be the one out of the three brothers who actually ends up playing for Celtic. I'm quite certain that is the case. Now we get to the business side of the argument. Celtic have not bid anything like Hibs' valuation of the player, which is either £3 or £4 million. A businessman will say, well, they could get him freedom of contract in January and Hibs will get nothing. But there will be interest from elsewhere in John McGinn. Do Celtic want to lose out on the player? I think that this will go on. The negotiations will go on. The game will go on. The transfer window is all about games, mind games. And this will go on for some time, and that's not helping John McGinn.
Danny on Twitter, listen to this, you Celtic fan, but says, don't see where John McGinn would fit into our squad at the moment. Great player, but wouldn't want to see him wasted on the sidelines.
Well, clearly Brendan Rodgers knows where he would fit in. Otherwise, Brendan Rodgers wouldn't be going to Peter Lawwell and saying, see what you can do by bringing John McGinn here from Easter Road. So Brendan Rodgers has an idea. It's not just about this season. It's about many seasons to come because John McGinn is young and Scott Brown has reached the veteran stage in his career. But I repeat, I feel sorry for John McGinn because emotionally, he wants to be at Celtic. Business-wise, Hibs want to make sure they get the right amount of money.
And on that Hibs result, I mean, Neil Lennon would be delighted to go over to Faroe Islands with a 6-1 win. I mean, it's a looking at the highlights of the game as well, they played very well and it's, you know, started them off on a real positive note for the season ahead.
Yeah, Neil continues to do a first-class job at Hibs. You know, he compensates for the loss of Dylan McGeoch by bringing in Stevie Mallon and, you know, everything he does to get Camberry. I think was a terrific statement of intent by Leanne Dempster and the people behind the scenes at Hibs. They continue to have a fantastic supporter base, terrific ground at Easter Road. They're going to be major players this season again.
In Florin Camberry as well, how good a signing is that? Because there were interests from down south.
Yeah.
Neil Lennon persuaded him to come back up this season on a contract, and already he's beginning to bang in the goal so early on in the season. How good can he be this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he only has to replicate last season, and last night's performance suggests that he's got every intention of doing so. Clearly likes the club. Edinburgh's a terrific city to live in. So it all augurs well for him. But I'd say that it was a terrific piece of business by the club. It would have been a psychological blow had he gone somewhere else, having given Hibs the season that he gave them the last time out. So he's a major player for them.
Finally, Hugh, on this note, and the one I was going to bring up, but Gary's brought it up on Twitter, for the coefficient as well, for the likes of Hibs, Rangers, Celtic and Aberdeen to win these games, games that, you know, continue to last season and season before where we've been beaten from lower ranked teams, and you know, find Celtic having to play our champions having to play 8 games to get into the Champions League. Yeah. How crucial is it that these sides continue to just rack up these wins and get these coefficient points on the board for us?
Well, if we're being absolutely truthful, Celtic have been the flag bearers for many years now, and the rest have not really delivered. In terms of Europe, there have been more embarrassments than there have been causes for praise. So well done so far.
0141 951 1025 is the number you need to get in touch with Hugh and I, or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. Don't go anywhere. After the break, we'll be going back to Rugby Park. Killy versus St Mirren in the League Cup. That kicks off this evening. We'll get team news from Andrew McLean after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Hugh Keevans with me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of this week's £5,000 fan competition. 01419511025. If you want to get involved, that's exactly what Mark in Partick has done, who's a Rangers fan. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Mark.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
I'm not too bad. I was at the game last night. And if you took a couple of points, made it to start the show about Alfredo Morelos.
Yes.
I think it comes here, the amount of criticism the guy's getting, because the guy's still been both an actual goal scorer. He's nearly a great player, and his work rate's unbelievable. And the one I'm really annoyed about last night was Josh Windsor, a lazy player, missed 3 clear chances in the space of 10 minutes. And that guy's even near a Rangers player to Windsor. Just to see the point about that.
Well, I mean, I think Morelos is there to score goals for Rangers, and he doesn't score enough. And
he wasn't bought as a goal scorer. He was bought as a creative player.
No. Come on, Mark. He was bought as an out-and-out goal scorer. And he's not bought to be a midfield player, a wide player. He's bought to be a goal scorer. And the Rangers fans don't need me to tell them that on many of the big occasion he has flopped in that regard. And Steven Gerrard will be looking at that position. And if Morelos doesn't shape up pretty quickly, then Steven Gerrard will put somebody else in there.
Want to come back, Mark?
Yeah. Would you know a three bit Morelos is up there himself? Rangers are playing one up front. The midfield should be up supporting Morelos when he wins the ball. I mean, the guy, he's strength off the ball and everything. That, I mean, he's talking the ball, waiting for the midfield to come forward. They're not pushing. It's like watching last season, to be honest, last night, a wee bit of the game. The midfield wasn't pushing up far enough to support Morelos. He's up there himself, winning the ball, pulling the ball, and looking about.
Well, as I understand it, clear-cut chances presented themselves to Morelos and he did not take them, which is frequently the story of his life. With regard to Josh Windass, Ben, you know, you're entitled to be perplexed. He keeps promising, but the promise is never fulfilled. So he too will be on trial where Steven Gerrard is concerned.
Thank you to Mark. There is a game tonight, Rugby Park, the destination, Kilmarnock versus St Mirren. We'll go to team news very quickly in just a second, but let's hear what Alan Stubbs had to say about the game tonight.
It's a great game to start. You know, I think you look at Kilmarnock last year, and they had a fantastic season. You know, after Steve came in, really took the club to new heights. You know, finishing in the top six, and you know, whereas earlier on when he first came in, I think they were bottom. And you know, the turnaround was nothing short of incredible, and I think it was right that he was nominated for, you know, manager of the year, and you know, all these accolades. I think did he get sports writers.
Yeah,
you know, so he got one. My choice obviously was Brendan, because what he achieved was an incredible feat, but Steve was very close behind, so he'll be looking to carry on the good work. Same, I'm sure he'll be looking to invest and strengthen the squad in areas that he feels. So in terms of our group, on paper it certainly looks like our toughest game, you know, but for me, they're all tough games in their own right.
Let's go then to Rugby Park. Team news and Andrew McLean.
Yes, it is indeed. And for Kilmarnock, it's a 4-4-2 for them. In goal is Jamie McDonald. Back four of Ross Millen, Kirk Broadfoot, Stuart Finlay and Callum Waters. The four across the midfield, Jordan Jones, Gary Dicker, Alan Power and Rory McKenzie. And the two up top, Lee Irwin and Eamon Brophy. The substitutes for them, Mackay, Kilty, Njoli, Higgins, Frizzell, Thomas and Burke. As for St Mirren, Alan Stubbs starts with a 4-2-3-1 in his first game in charge. Craig Sampson in goal, a back four of Paul McGinn, Jack Baird, Cole Pukawa and Hayden Coulson, Stephen McGinn and Cameron McPherson, the two holding midfielders, Ryan Flynn, Cammy Smith and Jordan Kirkpatrick, in behind Danny Mullen. The substitutes, Rogers, Heaton, McKenzie, Kellerman, Stewart, Cook and King. The referee here at Rugby Park tonight is Stephen McLean.
Let's see what Steve Clark had to say about the game.
They've made a lot of changes over the summer. I think they've brought seven or eight players in. They've lost a few players. They've obviously lost their manager, Jack Ross, from last season. So it's in terms of what to expect from St Mirren, it's a difficult game to read. But I know what to expect from my team. And as long as they give me that, then I'll be happy.
And what do you make of Alan in the position that he's in now as manager?
Yeah, good. Good appointment. He's a good footballing man, Alan. His team's always tried to play football the right way. And we expect a tough challenge tomorrow.
Yeah, good match for people to go and see. Alan Stubbs, he has a big season ahead, because the promoted club, it's always difficult to stay up there. But he knows himself that he left Hibs, he made a wrong career choice by going back to England. And now Scotland has embraced him once again. St Mirren have embraced him. The fans will look forward to what he can bring to the club. So tonight's a good test for him.
Let's see if our final contestant likes a good test on the £5,000 fan this evening. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com. Brian Cruikshanks, a Celtic fan, also from Kilsyth, as was the last caller. Brian, how are you this evening?
No bad, guys.
Very good. You've been playing along in the Five Grand Fan. How's your sporting general knowledge?
It's usually not too bad. I've been rubbish tonight, though.
Oh, really? Oh, no. And a Celtic fan, then, your thoughts? We were chatting about Lewis Morgan in the Champions League this week. Your thoughts on Lewis Morgan, to keep him at Celtic, loan him out? What's your thoughts on it?
I think given his age, I think it's probably a better idea to maybe loan him out, give him another season, give him a bit more experience. He's not really going to play much in that team, in my opinion, at the moment. So I'd say loan him out, get him a good experience, he'll be better off for it.
All right. So the aim of the game is to get a 6 to get you on the leaderboard, Brian. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or even just have a guess. You never know, you could get it right. And we'll see if you can get a 6 to get you on the leaderboard. Are you okay with that, Brian?
Let's go for that.
Good man, then. Let's go. Who scored Rangers' second goal last night from the penalty spot?
Tavernier.
The Azzurri is the nickname of which national team?
Croatia.
Which Premiership manager was sacked earlier today? Premier League manager?
Antonio Conte.
Which Scottish golfer broke the course record at Geleen in the Scottish Open today?
Pass.
The Green Yard in Melrose is famous for which sport?
Rugby.
Name one of the two teams to compete in the second City Derby. Quite late.
Birmingham City.
Birmingham City. Okay. Shug.
I have Brian down for a 4. We'll see how it goes.
A 4. How did you do?
I know one that Brian passed on.
Okay. Let's go through them then. Who scored Rangers' second goal last night from the penalty spot? He said James Tavernier. Was he correct to you?
Yes.
It was James Tavernier. Was it a penalty, Hugh?
No.
Okay. The Azzurri is the nickname of which national football team? He said Croatia. Is it Croatia?
Italia.
It's Italy, who are the famous Azzurri. The red, the blue strips of the Azzurri are Italy. Which Premier League manager was sacked earlier today? You got that one correct, Hugh?
Yep.
Antonio Conte. Which Scottish golfer broke the course record at Gullin? I am told it's pronounced, sorry, in the Scottish Open today. Shug, Conor Symes is who scored a 62.
Wow.
Which is not too shabby in the old Scottish Open. The Green Yard in Melrose is famous for which sport, Hugh Keevans?
Must be rugby.
Rugby sevens, but I've been told to accept rugby.
Yes.
So we'll accept rugby. So that's one on the board. Another one for you, Brian. Name one of the two teams who compete in the second City Derby. Name both of them for me, Hugh Keevans.
Birmingham and Aston Villa.
Birmingham and Aston Villa. You said Birmingham City, so Brian, that is another one correct for you. Let's go through them. It was a 1, 2, 3. It was a 4 for you, Brian. Unfortunately, not enough to get you on the leaderboard, but as we say, thank you very much for playing again. Brian, a Celtic fan from Kilsyth. We have 1 week to go, folks. I know I keep hammering the point, but 5 more shows, 15 more contestants to see. You could be one of them. Go to Clyde1.com or our pinned tweet at ClydeSSB on Twitter and see if you can come on the show and get a 6 or above to get ourselves on the leaderboard. Hugh, just one or two comments coming in on Twitter. Delanovic with an emoji of a Croatian flag, obviously loved the result against England, so he's changed his Twitter handle. In my opinion, Kouassi should be replacing Brown instead of John McGinn. Kouassi's a player that not many, I don't want to say forget, don't want to be disrespectful in that sense,
but
you get where I'm coming from in that sense.
He's not out of the picture because he did play earlier this week for part of the game. And clearly Brendan Rodgers is persevering with him, but McGinn brings many other qualities. As I say, I feel sorry for Joe McGinn. I'm absolutely certain he'd love to go to Celtic, but at the moment he's stuck in the middle of business deals.
And just finally, Kelly Boy on Twitter saying, after a fantastic season, fantastic second half of last season, we should be pushing for Europe this season. Kelly fan, your thoughts?
Under Steve Clarke, anything is possible for Kilmarnock. And it was, again, a wonderful piece of business by Billy Bowie, the Kilmarnock owner, to get him secured on a lengthier contract. So, yeah, of course, they'll be pushing for Europe.
Well, that is it for another week of the Five Grand Fan. My thanks to Hugh Keevans, as ever, for joining me, Ronnie Charters. We'll be back for the final week of contestants before finals week. So you have 5 shows left to get involved.
And before we go, I've got to say happy 10th wedding anniversary to my daughter Gemma. Big celebration this weekend. It's cheaper than buying a card, isn't it? Really?
There we go. I'll be back on Monday with Derek Johnston. Don't go anywhere, though. The GBX Friday is up next.
The The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.